USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is filing a motion to unseal the search warrant used to raid former President Trump's home.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
The former president's home in Palm Beach, Florida, was raided earlier this week by FBI agents over possible classified documents that were taken from the White House when he left office. Mortgage rates are back above 5%. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed mortgage is at 5.22%. In June, rates surpassed 5.8%. The producer price index fell to 9.8% over the last year for the month. Below analyst predictions, compared with June, the index fell 0.5%, the first decline in more than 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The FDA is recommending people testing themselves for COVID at home take a second test within 48 hours because the at-home tests are less likely to detect the virus than PCR tests are. The FDA making that recommendation to rule out false negatives. The FDA noting at-home tests are authorized for repeat use. It added people should use multiple tests over 2 to 3 days, especially if they don't have any symptoms. The CDC also updating COVID guidelines. Those exposed to COVID but don't get infected don't have to quarantine under the new guidelines. The agency is also moving away from social distancing recommendations. Mark Cuban is accused of being involved in a crypto Ponzi scheme. A class action lawsuit claims Cuban and Voyager Digital CEO Steven Urlach duped Americans into buying over $5 billion in crypto assets last year. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
An investigation continues into a home explosion.
3 people have died and at least 39 homes were damaged after an explosion in Evansville, Indiana. Fire Department Chief Mike Connolly confirmed there could be other victims. We've not completed our search. Connolly said the gas utility was quick to respond.
Immediately after the blast occurred, CenterPoint arrived and made the scene safe. There was no detection of gas. They're restoring service now as the circuits are safe.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Lots of questions remain after the FBI raid of former President Donald Trump's home.
The FBI raid on President Trump's Florida home by heavily armed FBI agents and the silence by Justice Leaders Garland and Ray have many viewing the raid as a weaponized branch of the government. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News.
What the FBI did was an appalling display of abuse of power. All documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested.
Lance Pride reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. A federal judge says Walgreens contributed to San Francisco's opioid crisis. The ruling handed down Wednesday says Walgreens dispensed hundreds of thousands of what he called red flag opioid prescriptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.